I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
New game. Hold fast. Got to give him steel, Eddie.
Yeah, that is nice. I like the musket reload, man.
Musket reload's nice. Guys screaming. I like the community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a community thing for me.
They should, with the respawn, the community is nice with all the guys going,
Vive la France. Until you get an American server.
Yeah.
Then they're not saying Vive la France. They're saying the N-word.
You got to report them.
Yeah, they say it so much that it gets to the point where I'm sitting here by myself like, come on, guys.
Yeah, guys, this is...
I don't like that, dog. Like, it's enough that I'm the one that's like offended. I'm like, God damn. These guys are really actually...
Well, they got to be... They got to be...
You can hear like kids screaming.
Yeah, they are little kids. Yeah. There, I saw a thing online where a guy was talking to a kid in a game and he goes, yo, man, like you won some like Fortnite skin. Let me talk to your mom. I'm going to like get all the information, put it together. As soon as the mom got on there, he goes, your son just said the N-word to me and just lied, just made it up. And the kid's mom was like, are you using bad language?
Damn, that could have got any of us.
I like, no, mom, I wasn't. He's lying. I love his mom was like, we're using naughty language again. Please stop
naughty
it.
Language.
It was pretty much, she handled it with like potty mouth energy. Like, come on.
The N-word is definitely potty mouth.
It's super potty mouth.
Yeah.
Super potty mouth stuff, yeah. Dude. Yeah, it's...
So that's what I've been up to.
Just, yeah.
Just holding the line, giving them steel. Just sitting in my house by myself, laying on this couch.
That's so fucking sick.
Giving them steel.
So fucking sick.
Also sounds like an event that me and my squad should probably breach and...
Yes, know, yeah.
Tie up the civilians, make sure everybody's taken care of.
You could have stopped it.
I could have stopped
it. You could have stopped the onslaught.
There's going to be some people... This game's a hit, dude.
Yeah.
There's going to be some people breaching some houses.
You think so?
I think so. Because it does, it gives you that,
yeah,
that desire.
Yeah, your ex-wife's got a new boyfriend. That would be
you get four of your
good.
Boys, you go, all right, stack the door.
Yeah. They should be doing school drop-off by
the
now.
Fucking shotgun the lock, frag it.
7:45, they haven't left yet. They should be doing drop-off right now. We're going in!
I think they, I don't think I'm making this up. Didn't they use Forza to actually train... race drivers? Didn't they actually play fucking Forza as like a simulation before they got on the actual road?
I'm not sure. Probably Gran Turismo. Yeah.
Oh, Gran Turismo. That's what it was.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
That's
insane, though, that games are getting like. I actually think what you're saying is, I think like these games actually could be like tactical training before you're in the field.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, Nate's all. I would have failed. This fucking civilian came running around the corner. I was like, oh! He was running right at me. Everybody saw that.
Scared the shit out of me.
They do scare you.
How do you distinguish?
Bro, there's the worst one. There's like a, for real, there's like a Pulse nightclub
what?
Shooting. And the thing that they did in the game that always fucked me up from the actual shooting that people described it was everyone's phones going off that was dead.
Whoa.
Like when the cops went in to clear it out, you could just hear every phone in the building buzzing, which is so sad.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And they kept that in the game. That's in the game.
Oh,
it's like a fucked up game.
Yeah,
holy
man.
Shit. That used to be. That used to get a lot of backlash. Remember, there was a Modern Warfare where you had to take down the airport shooter.
Yeah.
There was like people were like, "This is fucked up. This is too far." And then other people were like, "No, this is important." Like,
well, it's definitely not important, but it's fucking crazy.
That mission was awesome.
That mission was crazy.
I don't know. I feel like it is important. If you just sit there and do that for hours and hours and hours, I do feel like if the real thing happened, you might, on some level, be more prepared.
Well, that's exactly the problem because in this mission, you are the shooters.
Oh no!
First half, you walk around with a machine gun in a fucking airport.
You're an airport shooter?
Yes.
And the mission.
Wait,
is...
I didn't remember that part. The first part, you were the shooter?
No, you're not. You're literally just going through killing every civilian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's really bad.
All right. That might be too far.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's why Call of Duty hit the old switcheroo.
Zombies.
Now it's like, I'm a purple woman sliding.
Yeah.
All right. I see it.
They hit the pinnacle. They hit the peak. Yeah. They're like, we made the top of the mountain. Although in Grand Theft Auto, you're essentially doing that anyway. But
Grand Theft Auto, there's rumors that there is a pride parade in the city.
No.
And fellas, don't. Don't.
Don't let me catch you.
Don't, dude. Those videos are going to be fucking chaos.
Oh, no.
Every single person that downloads the game. Going straight to the
although parade. I do feel like they're to going, be fair,
no way, and then you go, what would happen?
To be fair, it's time the hookers in GTA get a break.
Yeah,
true.
The hookers gonna be watching and be like, thank fucking God, finally we can relax.
They're next.
One of the
once you get 5 stars from the fucking parade, you're headed straight to the fucking strip club.
They're really doing
you
that.
Think I forgot
That's
about
so
you.
Funny.
Yeah, they're doing that. That's I wonder if they'll make it off limits.
I think they're going to reel this game back.
It'll get hacked. That game gets hacked, too.
I think they're going to reel this one back. I was friends with this guy, Laszlo, that was one of the top develop guys. He was the guy that put us all into the games and shit. And he left.
I forgot you were in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, 5.
That's fucking awesome.
It's wild.
That is awesome.
Faces in it. I did mocap. It was insane.
Damn, that mocap's a nightmare.
It would suck.
How much did you feel like it? You must have looked nuts in a mocap. Yeah.
By the way, it was old school mocap. It wasn't this fucking Harrison Ford shit where they put blue dots on your face. Like, I had a helmet on with like a camera in my face. It was crazy. You had to wear like a frog suit, like Green Man.
What? Yeah. What was your role? What did you play?
There's, when you go into the safe house or the safe house, whatever it's called, there's a TV and there's shows you can watch. And there's a show with the whoever the action star is in that series that's like the Stallone type.
Yeah.
It's a reality show about him. And I play his new agent. And I'm like this cokehead. And it's me and him. We shot like 30 minutes. We shot a full episode of this thing.
Whoa.
And it's in the game. And then we went back and did additional content later that never got released. That I just had to sign crazy NDAs about. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Whoa, but, that's awesome.
But anyway, it was awesome. It was
he
fucking.
He just fucks you in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you guys been playing duty.
Frank, yes. Out.
You guys some duty bandits.
Yes. Some late night duty bandits. Our girlfriends are asleep. Sean, are you awake?
No, I don't do that.
Psst, Sean, are you awake?
I do the exact opposite, brother.
Scream.
Yeah, I've played.
I hit people in the lobby. Scream right now, bro. And if they can't scream, they're pussy.
Whoa.
I'll scream all I want. They scream. I can't, dude. My fucking kids are sleeping. It's a fucking scream, pussy. Do you run this household? Scream.
You scream the entire time.
I fuck around the whole
Pause.
Time.
But you know, I've played duty with him. He screams the entire fucking time. Every single so time funny. He gets killed 50 times.
That's my rule, and no one follows
it. He sprints at everyone with an RPG, and he gets killed, and he goes, fuck!
It's
1 second later, that's fuck!
That's my rule. I try to get in the lobby. I say, anyone on our team, if you get killed, you have to scream like it's real life.
It is real life.
That's fun, though, when that happens.
Yeah. Oh,
what time do you play until? When do you call it?
Oh, we had a few sessions that were until like 12.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Pretty he was early. Telling me his session. He's like, if I put in a good session, it's 3 hours.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good session.
That's child's play.
On duty, it's a whole different
that's
story.
That's literally
though.
Child's play. That's yeah, I didn't. Just warmed that's up. I didn't even game today. 3 hours. I didn't even game.
It's intense on duty though.
I had a day off of work. I hit intense. The fucking Bannerlord. I charged it back up.
Did you really?
12 hours.
How was your realm?
Blew a fucking vessel in my eye. I was just fucking staring at the screen.
You didn't blink.
I didn't blink for a day.
Damn, you did a 12-hour session on the Bannerlord?
Bannerlord.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really fucked up.
You play against the computer like a motherfucker.
It was really fucking weird what I did.
Yeah. I'm taking not proud on Deep of that. Blue.
I'm 28.
Because it was 3 days into college, and I'm 2 lectures behind. This
how's
guy,
your,
let's
how's
name
your
him Billy, says he wants to be mine.
How's the kingdom?
Kingdom's good right now.
Does it freeze when you play? Does any, like no, commerce
yeah,
go?
No, it freezes.
Okay, thank God.
I could leave it running for a weekend, just let my caravans do their bidding. But what if we got invaded while I was gone?
True.
Is it online?
No.
Just the cops.
It's just me sitting in a room playing against the machine.
We had an NHL machine in college, and there was a kid. We had live, and there was a kid who would just play against the computer and flip and be like, this is how you get better. Fucking live's cheap. That's fucking.
You hit the spaz last night in Madden.
I love it.
You tried to take advantage of me last night in Madden.
I fucking really? Rage quit constantly.
He tried to take advantage of me.
I just exit game.
I was just.
So you got another pick. I was like, exit game. Done. I'm done playing.
Spaz. Exit as fast as he could. It's pretty funny.
People do try to take advantage of you when you're in an inebriated.
Soder took advantage of me.
Did he really?
Yeah, he finally beat me in NCAA when I get. He's a sober man, too.
Yeah.
He's a sober man.
He was sharking on you.
He got me at the end of the night, and I was nasty about it.
Shane immediately starts saying all sorts of mean shit when you start beating him.
Like what?
You're the cheapest guy in the fucking game. You're so gay. You run the same play every fucking time.
I mean, that's how you get people to get off the game.
I do the same shit, though.
It works
five
every
and
time.
Out, five and out.
It is funny, though, having like someone sober praying, like praying on you like you'd pray on a woman. Just be like, well, come on, let's go back to your
place.
Do
one more shot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, man. Let's play in
some fine, we're not going to play any. Yeah. I'm just going to hang out. We're not going to play any games.
I'll be Michigan. I'll be Michigan. I know you hate Michigan. Yeah, I hate Michigan. I'll play against Michigan. I was down like 30 to Soder, and I was like, do you feel good about this? And he was like, no, dude, I don't. This sucks. Let's go to bed. I was like, yeah, exactly. We went to bed. I was like, you quit.
I win.
Yeah, it was Soder. I know I've definitely said it before, but it was making me cry the other day. Like, I literally was crying laughing about it because I was telling Jay about it. Because when me and Soder played each other, he was up like 20, and he was finally going to win.
Was this on the stream, you're saying?
No, this was after.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and DeRosa comes in and sits next to Soder and is like, Shane's right. Your guys are blocking way better than his. And he was like, shut the fuck up, DeRosa. And I came back, and he missed an extra point and lost. Oh. And when he finished, he put his controller down. DeRosa was sitting next to him, and he goes, oh. It was the craziest spaz I've ever seen.
Was he serious?
He was totally serious.
Damn.
The Soder goes, I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
It was so good. DeRosa was like, jeez, man. Put DeRosa's bitch ass. He's like, you wouldn't do that to other people. Like 5 hours later, he's still going.
Oh my god.
It was awesome.
Oh, that's such a good expression of a video game smash.
That was so funny. Especially from Soder. He does it. He hits the hardest video game spazzes of anyone.
That's so funny, dude.
He'll punch a table. He'll fucking.
Oh my god!
It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can get him, dude. I get if I lose. I'm
yeah,
like,
but you hit the funniest spazz.
I run away.
You literally run away.
I gotta hide my face, dude.
It's like you ever see a minute little black kid losing video games? He starts crying, playing the controller, just fucking shakes it.
It sucks when you lose.
Losing does suck
so
bad.
We used to
have losing the computer in Bannerlord after you've been playing for 12 hours.
Oh.
When you lose everything, you go, what the fuck did I do today? I mean, remember I played FIFA? I'd play FIFA for a week straight without getting up. And I'd get fired. I'd get an email in the video game and be like, you're done, dude. You got to go outside.
That'd be funny. You get like text, but in the game, but about real life. You'd be like, dude, it's your mom. What the fuck are you doing? Like, the fuck is this? This is bullshit, dude. Shut the fuck up.
How come you're not married?
What the fuck?
I'm trying to bring Norwich to Prem.
We used to have an N64 in our unfinished basement. That was fucking scary.
Everyone had an N64 and an unfinished
basement. Yeah. Not N64. For real, it was everyone. Super Nintendo or NES, Sega-tron. But they would all play it. Maybe whatever Mortal Kombat was on, maybe a Genesis as well. And I would never be able to play. And then when everyone was away, I would sneak down.
That's nice.
Someone would catch me, turn the lights off, and I'd be like, fuck! And run as fast as I could upstairs.
That basement was terrifying, dude.
Yeah,
because it's a cement dungeon. There were spiders in the little like water gaps. There was these big wolf spiders.
That sucks.
I wouldn't be called.
Lights
down
out while gaming.
Fed got PS1 though on a mad one. Like one day I rolled up in their room and he just had PS1 on TV. I was like, what the fuck? Cool Borders. The best game of all time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Easily. I forget. Yeah, Cool Borders 1 and 2 was, I think 2 might have been better than 1. 3 was bullshit. Dude.
Yeah. Whatever one you could be the alien was sick.
Echo the Dolphin on Sega.
You fucked with Echo?
Yeah. I never got out of the first level. Just sat there.
Yeah, you're saying that's hard as hell.
Sat there for a day.
It's vibed out.
Being a dolphin swimmer.
That's so sick, dude.
You ever played
Killing jellyfish with my nose.
That's so sick, dude.
You know, I really don't understand this game.
But this guy Laszlo was like, he put Burr and Bobby Kelly, everybody in.
Yeah,
but
awesome. And they had stand-up in, was it 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think Gervais is doing stand-up.
I think Cat Williams.
Yeah, Cat Williams is the one.
Go watch stand-up, and it actually has a comedian in it. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but he's...
You can bring your gun in there, and you can shoot Cat Williams.
Bro, stand-up special.
He's too
GTA
fast.
Animated. So that'd be awesome. Guilty. A special where you're just in a mocap suit. You perform live in a mocap suit, and they recreate it in GTA 5. And people can just, like, shoot
they did
people
that.
During... What, really?
That's what I'm saying.
That's fucking sick.
They literally did that.
That's awesome.
You can walk in... There's a comedy club, and it's Ricky Gervais.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts when we did it, because it was like, early days of that. Not early, but, you know, early-ish.
Yeah, you should see that now again.
Yeah.
And just put it out as a my game. Idea.
Yeah,
just
true.
Just be like, this is my special.
You could shoot me.
It's live. Yeah, you guys get... Nobody hears it one. Nobody hears the first joke ever.
They had this fucking... We were in this green room, and they had all these plastic, like, structures, and, like, they'd be like, that's your car, so, like, open the door and sit in it, whatever, and you would do it, and then they'd be like, okay, come over here and look at this, and it was rendering in real time.
Whoa.
So you'd walk over, and it didn't look like it did in the game, but it was like you getting into a fucking car in a video game immediately. It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, this is, like, 2009. This is a while.
That's crazy. Really?
Yeah. But anyway... Yeah, the game made $5 billion. I got paid $3,000. I remember calling Laszlo and going, I want a copy of Max Payne 3. And he goes, you fucking comics, man, always looking for free shit. I go, your game just made $1 billion. You paid me $3,000. Send me fucking Max Payne 3 right now. And he's like, all right, that's fair, dude. Okay, I'll send you one.
Yeah.
When you put it that way.
Order of business, which I already told you, is yesterday I had a very important I had a business meeting, big Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
And I woke up late, and the meeting was delayed about an hour because of how late I was. Not because I was out partying, Matt, but because I was up till 4 a.m. playing Medieval Dynasty. And if you ever played that game, you realize that's a real fucking psychotic move. I was literally chopping trees for 6 hours.
Gathering sticks.
I looked
Don't
at my
forget
phone,
all
I was
the
like,
sticks you gathered.
I got a lot of sticks.
A lot of sticks
and stones.
That village you showed me, I was fucking...
The village is astounding.
I was, like, really preparing myself. You told me about it, and I was like, dude, be supportive, because I thought you were going to show me some rinky-dink bullshit.
No.
Bro, that was, like, what, a six-hut village with
it's crazy.
With a ye-old blacksmithy?
That would have taken a normal man weeks.
Yeah.
Took me one day
of
just a really pathetic day.
At what cost?
The cost was I was late for a pretty important meeting that I thought was going to be like three writers. It ended up being the director and the star of the movie waiting for it. I don't want to spill the beans, but I was shocked, dude.
Your eyes are just red and puffy.
Bro, I was like, oh fuck. It was like, you know, when you're like late for school or work or something, I woke up like, oh shit, I slept through my alarm. I just joined the meeting, seeing if they were still there. So from my bed in the dark, I joined the meeting. And you can block out who it is. It was
wow.
I was like, what's up, dude? Sorry, I just woke up. Sorry to make you wait. From the darkness, they watched me walk into the light.
Your face was definitely
what's up? Dark red. Just like, I tried to put on sunglasses. I was like, I got to put on sunglasses. You can't see me this. And I put on sunglasses. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This is what I look like.
And then
I told him, I explained exactly what I was doing. I was like, I wasn't out partying. This is from me checking my clock way too late. Gaming. I was going, it's probably 2:04. I was like, Jesus.
Dude, yeah, that was gathering a sad sticks evening. And literally sticks and stones.
Literally just chopping logs all night. So that my village
stuffing them
can
into
start
your
fucking
chest.
Weaving baskets that I run to the town to sell for fucking $2 over and over again. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up to do that. There's no like reward in the game.
Dude, that game rules though.
Game's awesome. I
can't
wait. I'm gonna hit a nice midnight.
You also court. You thought you had to court the fucking your wife.
I courted my babe every
She's
morning.
Pregnant. Congrats, by the way.
Thank
She's
you.
She's pregnant.
She is pregnant. Thank you, fellas. She said, "Let's meet back in our room at 7 p.m." And I,
are you serious?
I almost jacked off here. I almost jacked off in reality. Oh, she's such a sweet angel. And then I...
What will you name your medieval son?
Adolf. No. This is my son, Adolf. I don't know. Matthew? I'll name him after you.
He'll be a king. I'd be honored.
But what happens in Medieval Dynasty is when you die, you live as your son.
Oh, that's...
You follow your seed.
What?
Yeah, you got to build a dynasty.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you died, I don't want to put you on blast, when you got attacked by a wolf and died, didn't come back as your son? How many respawns?
As myself. You can come back as yourself.
How many times?
I don't know. If I would have quit there, that might have ended my dynasty. I can't do that.
So if you don't respawn, that's over.
if next time, if my son is born, if young Matthew is born,
then
I'll go, you know what, that wolf got me during the hunt.
Whoa, then you come back when he's of age.
I come back as my son, yeah.
As a boy or a man?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten that far. I've been chopping logs. I haven't.
True, true. I mean, your son's going to take it to such a
got cabbage farm
heights.
Going, carrots.
I saw the apple beets. Orchard.
Apple orchard was just built. I mean, this is.
And you had your barley, reserves.
Barley reserves from the last great, that harvest, which I immediately took to town and sold. Got some clay pots, not a big deal.
Don't talk about the cherry juice.
Oh, don't you dare bring up the cherry juice. My
sorry to bring that up.
This was a low point. This is like, this was a low point for the village, dude. My sweet wife got me a fucking cherry juice for a gift. She must have saved
up. $65.
$65.
Where'd she get that money, where'd she get that money from?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She was tricking.
Matt. What the fuck, dude? She was not tricking. She saved up because she cares about me. And she got me cherry juice, and then I checked. Our coffers were low. I had to pawn the cherry juice to get some fertilizer for the beets. You got to do what you got to do, dude. I had to get fertilizer and beets.
That was a real low point.
You saw me deliberate.
Yes, in his one cabin, there's just a chest where all of his stuff is in. It's just a simple chest. There's like sticks, rocks, logs.
My sticks, rocks, and logs. You laugh, but they're fueling it. You'll see my dynasty.
It's like mushrooms and cherry juice. And he goes, I got to sell the cherry juice.
We got to sell it.
Like, what's wrong with that? He's like, my wife gave it to me as a
My wife gave it to me as a gift, dude. I didn't want to do it, but...
No, I get that.
I'm going to tell her I drank it.
How are you going to sleep? You need to drink tart cherry juice.
I'm
going to
tell her
sleep.
I drank it.
Yeah. You guzzled it on a hunting expedition.
Yeah. I got attacked by a fucking wolf.
There's
boar out there that'll get you.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's all types of creatures that'll eat you.
The forest was scary, dude. I thought it was a free-for-all. For real, dude.
The forest is nuts,
Sean,
dude.
Don't fucking laugh.
Yeah, Sean, it's not fucking funny. You guys, it's all a game to you guys, but to me, it's a true dynasty. It's a medieval dynasty. My son Matthew will rise, and he's going to take over the big town when I'm going to raise a force.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
That place will be crazy.
I go in there, if you don't shower, if you don't get in the water for a while, you stink, and nobody will talk to you. They treat me like a real outcast in there.
I like how you courted your wife.
Every morning, I woke up, sprinted across the river, and was like, hello, I love you. And then you have to wait the next day to be able to talk to her again.
The days are long, too.
Long as fuck.
Days, like when you planted those apple trees, I'm like, bro, this is going to be, check back in the spring, literally.
It's insane how, and also I get excited for my harvest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll stay up until the fall.
And it just takes.
It's fucking 6 more hours. It was a sad moment. Seeing the clock hit, it was 3:55, and I was like, this is, something's wrong.
It's so funny waking up for a high power meeting. Just being like,
high power meeting.
I was gathering
threw on a fucking Bryce Harper jersey, unbuttoned. I was like, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Oh, that's all. The game
I
rules.
I think it worked. I think that my demeanor in the meeting.
I think so.
Was appreciated as power.
I would venture to guess that you might have been the first person to ever zoom into the meeting hungover from medieval conquest.
For sure. Nobody that's been hungover from medieval dynasty has ever had a powerful meeting.
And to come
meeting.
Clean. Say, fellas, I'm going to come clean to you guys. I'm building something special.
Yeah,
you
hindsight,
guys have your thing going on. We can talk about that, but let me just tell you about my
medieval
dynasty.
In hindsight, I should have just been like, yo, I got fucked up with Jelly Roll last night. I thought it was less embarrassing to be like, I was playing a video game. It turns out it's way more embarrassing.
No, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so, especially when you're sitting there, you're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, dude, I'm full honesty. I was up all night playing fucking medieval RPG. It's like, oh, man, I can't be mad.
Yeah, it was nice. I think they respected that, though.
You have to.
And also, I was probably dripping medieval fucking swag.
That's another thing.
They were probably like,
thing.
This guy is going to be something special.
You might have hit him with a g'day. You don't even know it.
I have been, yeah.
My lord. Excuse me, my lord. Excuse my indolence, my lord.
Forgive me. I threw a snowball at the king.
Dude, don't talk about that.
I know. He might get me.
Yeah, chill.
He wasn't looking. Threw a snowball at him, ran out of the fort, back to my fucking side of the river.
You're crazy for bringing that up. I can't believe you threw a snowball at the fucking king.
I thought something bad was going to happen. Nothing.
I mean, dude.
Maybe next time I see him, it's on site.
But. Nah, you talk to his son. You think he would tell the wicked prince. The prince is a dick, too, by the way.
He is.
I didn't like his fucking vibe at all. But you talk to the prince is just walking around.
The apple orchard by the road is a mistake.
Why?
They're going to steal that from me.
They're not going to take. Who's going to take your apples?
Just any traveler. They're going to go, oh, here's some apples.
Oh, dude, you can not. They might, yeah, after you make an example out of the first guy.
True.
Told you, have some guards.
Your plan was, he said my wife was going to get sexually assaulted by highwaymen. He thinks it's a funny, fun thing to joke about her.
I said, have your wife guard the apple orchard.
No, they're going to take my apples and sexually assault my wife. And then I'm going to have to pretend to be more mad about the SA than the fact that I lost all those apples. We're going to need those apples.
I was just saying to me, you gotta have someone guarding those fields, dude.
I will. That'll be the rest of the game. I'll stand there for fucking three straight days in real life.
Apples. Honey, get inside. Yeah. That game is fucking sick.
So I got that going on.
That's awesome.
Wait. Speaking of dudes, it'll throw down the drop of Sody's another one. Sody'll get
fired up.
Sody'll get amped. They were playing college football.
No, I've told this story 1,000 times. Yeah. I think Danny might hate it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Dan, I love you, dude. It's funny though.
He spazzed.
I've never seen a harder.
Obviously,
I've seen you hit some hard.
I'm
spazzes.
A bad video game spaz.
You hit more
girl. It's girl spazz.
You hit, I'm running up the steps.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck this. This game sucks.
Video games
are
stupid. You guys are wasting all your time anyway. Yeah. Dude, fuck this. Running up the steps to an air mattress. Just. You guys are the fucking losers. Going upstairs.
I don't see why you waste your time. I literally played all day by myself. Like, I'm going to be chained in a video game. Got my ass handed to me. It was like, you guys are fucking losers. Waste your time with this shit and ran up the stairs.
Dude, I get so mad. I get so mad at video games.
Just dick down on an air mattress. Like, I fucking hate these guys.
I play by myself and scream at the TV.
Dude.
I was playing Last of Us, and I couldn't figure out how to get through this place. I was trying to get a ladder down to climb out of this room, and it wouldn't let me take the
ladder
down.
There's nothing worse. And then you walk over to it, and it's like, press A. You're like, how the fuck did I miss that?
It wasn't letting me. And the zombies kept attacking me, and I was dying instantly. And I was literally alone in my house in Pennsylvania, and I was going, well, it's fucking stupid if one fucking bite kills you. What's the fucking point? Dude, my neighbors must have been like, what the fuck is going on in there? I lose my shit, dude. I used to bite the fucking cable on the NES controller.
No.
That's nuts.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would get so mad. I've
never heard the cable bite.
The cable bite's intense.
My friend used to cable whip his little brother with the PS2.
That's
he would pull out the PS2 controller and go, whoosh,
that's
and start.
A cable whip's a scary
cable
one.
Cable whip is crazy.
Do you ever see somebody hit you? Oh, sorry.
I'll still get, like, when those Oklahoma kids were playing me in UFC, if it's a big game, the heart rate goes up.
Oh, dude.
Like, sure. That time you and me were playing, that might have been the most stressful video game of all time.
That was.
Just playing UFC in front of, I don't know.
Hunks. It was like Zac Efron,
Robert Pattinson, and Christian McCaffrey. It was literally a dream threesome.
That's hilarious. It's fucking great.
For real.
Matt pulled the ups, I choked under pressure. He's beaten me like 4 times ever. That was one of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just choked.
You didn't go to the ground. You could have went to the ground. That was honorable.
It was too good of a fight, dude.
It was such a good
battle. Every kick that landed, people in the room were like, oh. No. Oh, he didn't get me. He didn't get me.
I hope everybody does.
I hope I do. That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, you'll get, dude. You keep working like I saw you fucking working.
I know. I was working. I had a good day. I had a good day yesterday, too. Got in the pool, laid around, said, you know what? It's time to build a hut.
How'd you hear about that game?
I had it a while ago. Mm. It was so boring I stopped.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it takes like a level of like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Dude, that's, yeah, I could lock into that though. I had the same thing where if it's like, just give me that task, I get to, and like you see, because that's also, that's slow going progress, bro. It's not some like bullshit where you're just hitting X and like walls are appearing.
You're exactly right, Matt.
That's, you know.
I mean, I'm glad you appreciate what I've done over there.
I saw the village for real.
I gotta get some chickens though. I just built a chicken coop. Got to get into town and buy some chickens, but I got to sell all those fucking baskets first so I can buy a chicken.
True. I saw you. That's kind of where
the
you left
baskets,
off.
The baskets, they've fucked my village pretty bad.
That was
bad.
A mistake.
Yeah, although they're using all my sticks that I've gathered.
Those stone tools are nice, though. I saw them.
Stone tools were nice.
$5-$7
I didn't realize that, yeah.
Yeah, the that makes sense. We the baskets. That. You guys were a small commune. Of course, you made wicker baskets.
Oh, dude, that's fucking... Did you ever have somebody... Like, I've had friends, like, literally punch me.
Probably. If I had ever... Probably. There's been fights.
When we were younger, but it's like when we were 16 and Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo was huge, whatever... Yeah, I remember I would play with my friend Kevin. If you beat him, he would literally punch you.
That's so.
And he would go, "I could beat the fucking shit out of you."
Big J's one. That's a scary one.
Really?
He doesn't get violent, but that like it changes the day. If you beat him in a game, it changes.
Like he gets like
the
pouty?
Rest of the day. A little
like sad.
He'll get you though. He'll start getting you. Like, you go, what the fuck are you being mean to me for? Oh yeah, I forgot I beat you in Xbox last week.
I'm a sore winner too. I'm better with it now. When I was younger, I was always bad at video.
You
games.
Are a sore winner.
So when I win, I would do a thing where I would like just sit there. I grab what I have a drink next to me and just go. And just do shit like that. Yeah. You're like, dude, for real, stop doing that. I'm like, this is just water. I'm thirsty. It feels good.
I'm just drinking. Maybe you're upset.
And then start being like, yeah, you know, it's just what I do. I kind of go low, and you kind of go high too much. And it's just, shut the fuck up, dude.
I think the only time I've ever beaten you in a video game was when we played Mortal Kombat. Every other game we've ever played each other against... beaten me.
You guys are out doing activities.
MK is the Achilles heel for sure.
I'm working on it.
You got better at MK.
I'm
no.
working on it.
No. Bring it, dude.
It's coming.
Bring it. I'm fucking swinging swords with Conan right now, dude.
It's coming. You downloaded the fucking game and started playing it. Yeah, fuck.
You actually said to me, this is...
That's bullshit.
This was an insane thing to say to me.
No, that's bullshit.
I downloaded the game and you go... No, I downloaded the game and you go, don't get good at it because I'm not going to play it. And I'm like... Oh, no, I can't have fun because you're not going to play.
No.
Hold on. Crazy.
This is game stealing. This is almost worse than friend stealing. Coming over, going, oh, new Mortal Kombat's good because we were playing it together and having a nice time because we were just as good.
Yeah.
Go home and download it and practice?
No, I want to play.
That's
it.
Game
it's
stealing.
Fun.
That's coward shit. That game sucks. The game sucks by yourself.
No, it doesn't, dude. You have not played with Conan, man. It's fucking righteous, dude. It's righteous.
That game.
When you win a match, he goes like this, and they recreate the poster from Conan the Barbarian. It's
but how many times
awesome.
Do you get to see that?
I've never seen it. Told. Seven dozen.
Never gets old.
No, it never gets old, dude.